that word, I can use dignity, because whatever that person is thinking, I can't change it, but I still must let them think that and let them be who they are, and then I be who I am, because God made both of us.
Yeah, that's another way of looking at it. Very beautiful. That's very good if you're able to do that. Like I said, I wasn't able to do that when those very close friend of mine. So I knew that since I haven't done anything wrong, as I see it, like you haven't, and their reaction is bizarre, then I took that to dig harder in myself and then let go of the friend. We never saw each other again. They moved out. So that doesn't mean you confront yourself with someone that you no longer have anything in common, but you use every opportunity that is being pushed, your button, to your own advantage, you know?
That's how I hope to, I plan, want to do.
Yes.
It's sort of like going to, you know, just
every time
to...
Exactly, exactly. And you have to be very honest with yourself. We're all different. So as soon as someone does that to you, just say, wait a minute, huh, that's for me to go even deeper. Yes.
You used the word prevention a while ago.
Yes.
With the cure.
Yes, yes.
Martha, and I remember a situation we had. There was a fellow that came from the same country as Romania,
yeah.
And Emil.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we all know him.
He was,
how can we forget?
He was argumentative.
Uh-huh.
I think he had an eye on her, possibly.
Uh-huh.
But I think he came
uh-huh.
because fellow Romanian.
Because you...
And you, you know...
Because you pushed him to come. Let's taste and tell the truth. I'm sorry, that's moving right along.
Yes, and then what happened?
Well, then
well said.
Ask him not to come anymore. Literally. Yeah.
Yes.
But that's in a form of prevention. You know,
it's prevention.
Disturbance and.
We didn't do. You know, I'm glad you brought up. It's going to be really good for you. The first time this gentleman walked in, from his neck and his eye, I knew. You know, sometimes. Anyway, so he came down and sat down. And the first thing that I do is I don't look at what is behind their facade. Either they're good or bad. I give. I don't care. I put my effort. The second time he came, he would not allow me to put effort. He just wanted to crush it. And I let him do it. And I don't ask me, why are you doing that? I said, I wanted all the people in the class to know that's how they could have been. You know, that's how the mind works. He was a symbol of the mind. And the third time, which is always for me, is finished. I remember sending Richard in and I said, please ask Hans to come to the car. And I said, Hans, since it's your place, and I am out of place to say it, could you please ask the man to leave? And he said, what if the man said I behave? And I said, please tell him that no matter how he behaves, he needs to leave the place. So poor Hans beautifully went, and the guy did say, I will behave, right? Mm-hmm. And the Hans said, no more. You need to go.
Yeah, I had a hammer.
So, going back to what we were saying, if you're being kind to a friend and it's looking unkind, just search within yourself and also realize that she had not had your training.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
There's another part that may in fact occur to us. Sometimes, I think Ida brought it up, what happens when your friends drift away and they're no longer in with you?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon they get to the point where just because of that, they leave.
Yeah, they can't handle you just as much as you can handle them.
Santi, speaking of prevention, you get ready to set that water down and you're going to do like this, and you got fire right there.
Thank you. Thank you for telling me. I had my sari on fire a couple of times.
You're a pyromaniac.
I know.
Always have to watch out.
Oh, another thing I was remembering, one of our classes, we're talking about don't try to tell people about these things until you really experience them yourself.
Yes.
And then your friend, Zina was here and said, oh yeah, I tried that, and it just turned on me, you know, just turned bad. And I'm kind of realizing, when you, like you said, think about what you did. And I said, maybe that was it, you know, maybe expecting too much from her.
Yeah.
Too much from her to understand, because I said, she kind of takes my guy. I said, well, you should meditate and help yourself and this and that. And
yeah.
I don't know how she's meditating.
I
That's
have
another
a,
thing.
I have a friend, a very close friend, extremely sweet friend. I had her friend for 20-some years. When we come together, we talk about the world, because that's what she likes to talk about. And I talk. Now, normally I wouldn't go along, but she has such a wonderful heart, you know. And some of your old friends, if they are sweet and you're comfortable with them, continue. But if there is a, you know, misunderstanding, too many misunderstanding, one has to set each other free. That's it, you know. But work on yourself more than anything else,
mm-hmm.
as you are doing. Every time your button is pushed, again I repeat, go deeper and allow your weakness to be shown to you. 5 times in India, 100 times a day, my weaknesses, and I have many of them, were shown to me. And I used to cry and go to the room and sit down and meditate. Hell. It was hell 5 times.
Yeah.
It's not.
Would this be a good time also maybe to apply some contemplative meditation?
Yes.
Just ask the question and
yes.
see what answers come.
Well, that's
to
the, I was
yes.
doing it, and the answer was coming like, whoa, this is the pattern. It's like, whoa, God, like a,
yeah.
It's like I hadn't seen those things all along. I didn't take the
About yourself or other person?
The other person.
Yes. But you see, the thing is that when you are on the path of self-realization or recognition, you give very little attention to other people's behavior, extreme amount to your own. As if you're shifting that magnifying glass right in front of your eye, and you don't look at your character either, nor do you look at, what I mean, when you turn it, stay in silence and be okay. No one's character is perfect.
Wait a minute.
if the truth was pronounced only to a perfect character, none of us would be here.
Well, that's a good thought.
Mm-hmm. None
that's
of
a
us.
Thought.
Something, like I know for me, a lot of times things would get shed on parts of my character that needed to go.
Yes.
So it could have been my pride, or it could have been my ego, or my arrogance, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And just by other people's actions, especially people that were very close to me, it, like she said, it would turn right back on me, and I would take extreme offense. And I, within the last year, I experienced more anger than I had ever experienced in my entire life. I felt, I'm not an angry
And she
person.
Kept wanting to get out of the situation, and I said, no. You will stay until when you're being pushed, you don't care.
She used to tell
and
me,
that's
she
how
said,
she ended.
If it's your ego that's being shattered, let it be shattered, because it needs to go. So if someone needs, if it's going to be get killed sooner, it's better. But I mean, when you're in the middle of it, it doesn't feel that great. But
I've used that your analogy at least 5 times.
Defense
and trouble. Why are you staying in there?
Somebody being a wonderful sweeper.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah,
just another sweeper.
Exactly. So this is why we cannot say bad is bad and good is good.
Mm-hmm.
A human, bad human being in a normal circumstances would be a bad human being. But on self-realization path, a bad human being, unless they're really naughty, It is an opportunity for us to be destroyed.
For the ego to be destroyed, right?
Yes. Well, the body identification.
Body.
Ego, I don't mean pride all the time. Pride is just a side effect of it. I've seen people say, I don't have ego. I said, yeah, but you're not self-realized either. So it's not that ego. That ego. So, yes.
I'd like to change subject for a moment.
Yes.
Can we have this dedication of this room with song?
Yes, absolutely.
Surprise, surprise, you may ask for a song.
Let's see what song I would go with this. Before we do that, I'd like to do your first recommendation, which is contemplative meditation. Darling, could you dim the, she's my light.
Helper.
Yeah. Now this is something.
You're gonna set your hair on fire. She has in the past. That's what I mean.
Let's find a silence first. No rushing. When you find a silence, just say to the self, are you with me? And look into your heart. Ask yourself, ask the I, do I need anything more than this? We can want things, but do I need anything but this reassurance? Bringing you out. Did everybody feel something? You felt something?
I've been practicing.
Good. Anybody else felt? Yes. Mihaila, you did? Good. Tony?
Mm. Not quite enough time.
Okay.
Martha? I got a feeling of trust. And comfort.
Yes, yes, that's it.
I
we want
peace and joy.
Yes, yes. There is a reassurance. There is a warmth. There is a presence that announces itself when
security.
You ask this. Security. Yes, and then we say to ourselves, "Do I need anything more than this, which is permanent? Not really, but we can want it, but we don't need it. There is a huge difference here. Yes, you can want a new car." But you don't need
I
it.
Do it really badly.
You know, one thing when I used to, when I was first learning meditation, the way you were saying, and go, you say, go to the center,
mm-hmm.
and like that. And I had to really, you know, I was really struggling with it, and I had to tell myself, have unconditional love for myself.
Yes.
Unconditional love.
Yes.
Like that, and to try
mm-hmm.
Try to accept myself.
Exactly, my dear. If you don't have this love for yourself, everything we do for the sake of the self, you love somebody else for the sake of yourself.